Love for God leads us to security in Him, March 24th. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You should be willing for all to know that you are not your own but His who bought you with an infinite price, and that you are not only bound but are determined to glorify Him in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. May the love of so great magnitude constrain you to confess Christ not only with the mouth but with the life, to bear fruit to the glory of God. We are passing through an enemy's land. Foes are upon every side to hinder our advancement. They hate God and all who follow after Him and bear His name. But those who are our enemies are the Lord's enemies, and although they are strong and artful, yet the captain of our salvation who leadeth us can vanquish them. As the sun disperses the clouds from its path, so will the Son of Righteousness remove the obstacles to our progress. We may cheer our souls by looking at the things unseen that will cheer and animate us in our journey. We may indeed say, Thy presence is our security, our treasure, our glory, our joy. Do we pray that Christ will go where we go and dwell where we dwell? If we can live without Christ in this world, He will live without us in the better world. But if we cling to Him by living faith, saying with Jacob, I will not let thee go, if we entreat, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me, the promise is to us I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We cannot afford to live in neglect of the great salvation offered to us upon such liberal terms. The knowledge of the claims of God as our Father will keep us from offending Him. This will make us anxious to please Him. As His children we must walk in the light, walk worthy of God, who hath called us unto glory in His immortal kingdom. We have read an account of a noble prince who carried the picture of his father always near his heart, and on important occasions, when there was danger of forgetting him, he would take out the likeness and view it, and say, Let me do nothing unbecoming so excellent a father. God has claims upon us as Christians that we should never, never lose sight of for a moment. God's people are called a crown, a diadem. Satan would eagerly seize the Lord's treasure, but God has secured it so that Satan cannot obtain it. We are secure, perfectly secure, from the enemy's subtlety while we have unwavering trust in God.